Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of 4-Day Weekends. Today, I'm going to talk about something I haven't spoken about. And when I looked back, I wondered why I hadn't talked about this yet. But this was how my 2-day sabbatical changed a lot of things, but changed the way that I am showing up and doing business. So what if I told you that stepping away from your business for just 2 days could completely transform how you run it, the way you show up, the offers that you are offering, and just so much? So today I'm going to be sharing how my May sabbatical, the story behind it, why I decided to do it, how things transformed, and why I'm so excited to recreate this magic, because this is the same space that I am hosting the Business Witches Retreat, which is over All Hallows Eve weekend. So it's October 31st through November 2nd. It's actually half the day Friday and half the day Sunday. So it's 2 complete days, but it's over a long weekend. Let me jump in and tell you the story. So I was feeling really overwhelmed back in May, and I had been doing some consulting for another woman. Plus I was trying to get this business off the ground, and I just felt there were a lot of other personal things that were happening that I had to take care of. And there was a lot going on. And for me, who usually doesn't have a lot of that, I had flowers I was doing and some family things. My parents had moved here. There was just a lot happening. And I just felt like I needed to get away. And I had been wanting to go to what's called Spring Bank Retreat Center for years. I'd heard about it years ago, and then I just forgot about it or whatever. And then I reached back out into my memory and was like, what is that place I wanted to go? So it was the perfect place to go. It was like an hour and 35 minutes away. So an easy drive. And I didn't have to go on a plane or do anything else. I just got in the car, drove out there. It was very affordable, and it's 80 acres. It's coastal South Carolina, but it's a little bit inland. And it's not like a monastery, but there are sisters that are on the property who live there. They do sabbaticals for 1 month, 2 months, and 3 months in the fall. They have classes and things. People come in and teach classes. They have an art center. They do drumming circles. So it's a spiritual place. And I really didn't know what to expect, but I just felt like this was the place to go. So I drove out there, and immediately when I got out there, I could just feel like my body ease, because the property has quite a few of these like 500- and 600-year-old live oak trees. And it is amazing if you've never experienced those live oaks, and with the moss hanging down on them, and just putting your hands on those trees grounds you. And there was so much going on there that I knew this was the place. They also have 2.5 miles of trails that are cut through the forest. I'm just going to call it a forest because that is what it is. It's pine trees and oak trees and all kinds of different trees in there, but what they call the cosmic walk. So you go through, and there are different things along the way. There is a medicine wheel you can stop and reflect on. They have the Celtic tree. They have a circle of trees. There is a very old cemetery where there might have been slaves, because I think this was part of an old plantation years ago. And there's just so many. There's a marsh, like where you can go down, like a marsh is right the word, but yeah, there's a lot of different areas and a lot of different space. There's a meditation like hut. Like a little meditation hut. And there's a lot of just space to sit and reflect. And that's what I really wanted to do. So when I first got there, I just threw all my stuff in the little cottage where I was staying, and I went out, and I didn't really know exactly what was going to happen, but I had a couple things in mind, like what I was hoping for. So I had a little notebook that I had written down some things. I wasn't sure yet how I was going to bring out the offers in my business. I had started to look at it, but nothing just felt right. And I was like, should I do this or should I do that? And how is this all going to look? I just had a lot of questions and I couldn't quiet myself enough to go within to really decide what I wanted to do. And I didn't want to listen to anyone else. I'd gotten to this place where I'm like, I just want it to be my own ideas. I want to go within and listen to my higher self, my guides, whoever's there helping me, like what is the next step for me? I had some releasing things that I wanted to do. I had some business things that I wanted to do. I had some health things that I wanted to work through. And I just wanted to walk and connect to nature. And I tell you, that is really what happened for me. I spent many hours out most of the days. I got there on a Thursday. Thursday, I spent most of the afternoon just walking through the forest and stopping. I saw a deer run by and later was told that people hadn't seen those deer for a long time, like years. So there was some really big signs for me. They have a magnolia tree walk and I got the lay of the land and went all around and see what parts of this place were really calling to me so that I could spend the next day, the full day that I had there, really steeped into everything. I did some breath work. I cooked a little meal because I had a full kitchen and a beautiful patio out in the back that looked over these huge trees. So I just sat out there listening to the birds and the nature sounds and ate on the back patio, had a little evening walk, and then I just rested. And then the next morning I woke up and took a morning walk out and found the place that I wanted to come back to do some of the meditative work on my business. Came back and had a cooked breakfast, packed up I had a little tote bag with water and a notebook and my phone because I do a lot of recording on my recorder instead of writing, which is what I ended up doing. I brought the notebook, but I didn't really do a whole lot of it. I just started walking on these trails. I took my shoes off. And I walked on these mossy trails. Not all of them were mossy, but there were certain places that were covered in moss. The rest was all leaves and pine needles, but the place of the actual trail where you walk is just was moss. And I asked the main woman who I had been talking with, did somebody go in there and do that? And she said, no, you just keep the leaves off and the moss grew, which I thought was really amazing. People make that happen, right? And this just happened naturally throughout the forest. So I spent several hours like with my feet on the moss, my hands in the moss, just walking back and forth, sitting on a little bench and just asking a lot of questions about my business and how I wanted to show up and what I wanted to do going forward. And did I want to create this community and how did that look? And it was so eye-opening, like so many things were just flooded with me. I was connected to those trees. I was connected to the divas of the nature all around me. And it was just, things were just pouring into me as fast as I could speak. I had just a fantastic afternoon. I went back to my cottage and took a nap, just let it all integrate. I went out to dinner at the little local town, not too far away, just an early dinner, and then came back, did some more breath work, and had the most amazing third eye opening, something that had never really happened to me that way before. But at the end of the breath work, which was probably a long breath work, about 30 minutes, I had this real opening where I was like, are my eyes actually closed or open? I had to check for the things that I was seeing. And I kept seeing the woods that I had spent the day in. I just saw these moving pictures. And it's interesting because I recorded right after I grabbed my phone and went outside. And then I recorded myself and I sound so different. I have this like odd quiet tone to my voice. And I said some things in that recording that I had forgotten all about. And I'm so glad I have that, where it was really about integrating with my higher self. It was called the Power Portal. And it was about moving into integrating with your higher self and the next version or the best version of yourself. And I went back and listened to that today. And I thought, oh my gosh, I forgot that whole way because it wasn't long, maybe about 10, 15 minutes, I started coming out of it. And I haven't been able to recreate that since. I think it was just the frequency of the place, the spending the day connected to the earth with my feet on the earth, with these amazing trees for their wisdom and all of the nature that was around me. I had another, just a very restful night, and then woke up in the morning and went out again on another walk. And I decided to go on a different part of the trails. There's also a labyrinth. I walked the labyrinth, I think the first day and then the last day, where I really was like giving over whatever I still had left to offer up that wasn't aligned with my purpose, wasn't aligned with who I was anymore. And it was a very intentional walk on that last morning where I walked through. Then I went and was being really called to this Celtic tree. And so I spent time there with my feet on it and holding the tree and really receiving, I'm not even sure what, like some really great messages and just this feeling of grounding and belonging and just like I was in the right place. So even though there wasn't anything official going on during the time I was at Springbank, other times they have sabbaticals and they have classes and different things happening. I was literally the only guest there, and there were just a few like full-time residents, women who live there. It was so transformative. And as I'm trying to put it in words, I can't articulate everything. I was given a lot of practical things. Everything I asked for in my business, I got an answer for. Yes, no, do this, don't do that. Here's something else that's new. Try this other thing here. And not even just about this business, but also about my flower business and about my health, eating plans, getting off my migraine meds, like so many different things came through because I just felt like an open channel and things were easily able to be downloaded. Like I was so open to that higher collective mind that everything was just like, it was almost instantaneous. Like I didn't have to meditate for a long time to get an answer. Like things were just coming and flowing. And then I just ate something, packed up everything and left and had a nice little drive home to also think about some of the things and reflect. And I'm still thinking about it. Like it's been, let's see, June, July, August. So it's been about 2.5 months since I've been there. And I'm still thinking about it. Obviously, I was also there to see if this might be a place for me to host retreats, a local place, local-ish, right? It's not right in my backyard. It's not right here on the beach, on the ocean. It's a completely different vibe. And I go to the ocean every day, right? I take walks on the beach every morning. This is a completely different energy of the trees and the just, I don't know, just the forest and those huge live oaks. And we have live oaks around here and I have one in my yard, but not like these. These were truly wisdom, ancient wisdom trees that really gave what I needed. There were several trees that I was very drawn to. And so just spent time under them and spent time talking with them and just really communing and getting what I needed and giving back to them whatever they needed from me. So it continues to unfold. My business is so much more fluid and flowing and ease because I don't have to be running around in this, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, which I was in for a very long time. I think for when I started getting the ideas for this way I was going to show up in my business and new business model basically that I'm doing, which kind of came December, January, and February. Then I was like, how do I bring that forth, right? How do I birth this? And I think going to Springbank is what helped. It was like the birthing process, or at least it was those final days where I was getting ready to birth out what I needed to do. And then when I came back and moved into the next phase, it was right at the end of spring. I was still like, what's happening? And when the summer solstice hit, it was like full speed ahead. I knew exactly what I needed to do. I got the things done that I needed to create. And I am now opening the doors to the business witches retreat, which is going to be over the Halloween, All Hallows Eve, Samhain, whatever you want to call it, weekend, the All Souls Day, Day of the Dead, all of that. And we are going to be doing so many amazing things, but we are also, I'm going to let you have the space and the time to have what I had Like we will be coming together as a group and doing some super fun activities. We're going to do crown making. We are going to do divination classes. We're going to have a fire to release. Basically, we're going through release and then intuition and then visioning, so that we are going to come and release whatever needs to be released out into the fire. Like we're moving into the dark days of the year. That's what this portal is for. That's what this is. And some traditions, it is the beginning of the year. To me, it feels like moving in toward that end, or not really the end of the year, but that coming back in time of year, because we are still in fall, but we're at that bridge of the light is definitely waning. We're moving into that darker shadow work where it's time for us to really come in. And I think having the opportunity to be at Spring Bank with a small group, I'm only taking 8 people, an intimate group to move through whatever is still holding you back in your business, whatever needs to be let go of, even if you don't know what that is, you will find out when you get here. You will see and it will bubble up. We are going to be doing so many amazing things, but I wanted to give you a peek inside of how it was for me and why I have chosen to do this at Spring Bank. So if you are interested in finding out more about the retreat, it's early bird right now to get in when I'm recording this. We are at the beginning of August, but time goes fast. So I want to go ahead and secure people. If you're thinking about coming from a distance and need to fly or something, then I want to make sure you have time to do that. If you are localish and want to drive, look up Kings Tree, South Carolina, or you can just look up the website for Spring Bank. It's one word, Spring Bank, and find out where it is. It's just a couple of hours from about everywhere in South Carolina. I think from Charlotte, it's about a little less than 3 hours. If you're coming from North or South Carolina, it's definitely drivable, even from a little further away. It's definitely worth coming. And it's 2 nights and 2 full days, but it will be half of Friday, all of Saturday, and half of Sunday. And then you can drive home Sunday afternoon. So check out the link below and get all of the information. It's on my website. I hope to see some of you guys at the Business Witches Retreat.